If you grumble that all your friends forgot your birthday because only one gave you a gift, then your language is likely gifts. If you complain that your dad's always trying to buy you off by bringing you gifts, but he never even hugs you, then we can theorize that gifts is his language and touch is yours. Our complaints reveal our deep emotional hurts. The opposite of what hurts you most is probably your love language. What do those closest to you do or say, or fail to do or say, that hurts you deeply? If, for example, the critical, judgmental words of your sister cause you the deepest pain, then your primary love language may be words. Wounds in your native tongue really sting. If you received love in that language, then the hurt would lessen, and you would feel appreciated. 4. Ask the right questions. Ask insightful questions, of yourself and others. Start by asking yourself the following questions. What would the ideal boyfriend or girlfriend be like? If I could pick the ideal person, what would he or she be like? What do I want most in a friendship? What would an ideal friend be like? What do I like most about my friends? What do they say and do that makes them fun to be with? Your answers may be very enlightening and give you more clues about your primary love language. 5. Take the love languages profile. You can find the love languages profile by visiting 5lovelanguages.com or by referring to the included PDF. This profile asks you to make choices between two options.